welcome to Power Start Your Day with Dame Nicola Smith Jackson, helping everyday people to build their empire and win at life, money, and business. And now, here's your lifestyle, money, and business coach, Dame Nicola.
Jackson, we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can start winning with life, money, and business. It's a pleasure to be here with you. It's Financial Freedom Friday. I don't know how your week has been, but I know that if you've been following this series on Eagle, it's time to grow your flight feathers. Listen, I'm just so feeling this series right now, because I don't know if you have ever studied eagles. They're majestic creatures, but the bottom line is that eagles are not like birds who anyone can just clip their wings. They are. Thing is that you also, with the Spirit of God, have the spirit of eagle in you too. We want to make our first power move here. We're going to go to our scripture, Isaiah 40 and 31. I believe that this scripture is life-changing. You know, at the end of the day, everyone deserves to have experience of life like an eagle. This is our foundation scripture, Isaiah 40:31. It says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Now, I don't know if life has been exhausting for you. I don't know if business has been exhausting for you. I don't know if your bank account has been exhausted. But I want you to know that if you really follow and believe the promises of Christ, it can change your cash flow. It can change so many things. It has for me. That's the mantra. Christ has changed my cash flow. But not only that, it helped me to renew my strength and help me then how to grow flight feathers like an eagle. Now, I want you to know that eagles, they signify inspiration, release from bondage, you can't hold them down, victory, longevity, speed, pride, father, and royalty. Literally the emblem for many powerful nations, including the United States. The United States has bounced back from so many, continued to be the world power, not because we have all of the natural resources, not because we have everything that's the best, but because when our feathers are plucked, we will pluck out our own feathers and grow back stronger. Now, I want you to know something. I've been there so many times where knowing in my heart I'm an eagle, but maybe allow circumstances of life or situations or people or even my own emotions to clip my wings. Have you been there before? I know you have. Because things like procrastination is clipping your own wings. It's just things that you know you should do now that you put off for later because you fear failure. Things you know you should do now that you put off for later because you fear failure. Fear of failure has been a debilitator for many. But on the other side, when you begin to now flap those wings like an eagle wide, you can rise above every storm. The eagle, as a matter of fact, can fly as high as 10,000 clouds. Don't run from the storm. And literally when things are like getting tough and, you know, they have the eagle eye, you heard that before, they can see like so far away. You got to be on guard and be watchful of your surroundings, of things like eagles, so that you can also understand what makes you tick and what ticks you off. Because some of those things that happen in life is because you got the blind side of your life that you can't even see needs some tuning up. You might be thinking that your money is funny only because you're not in the right job or position, but the money is funny because maybe your spiritual life is off. You're chasing the paper and you're waking up, but moving before you actually take the time to do something like thank God and acknowledge and allow him to put your feet on the right path. The only reason I could even speak on this subject is because I have been there. I shared earlier on the time, and this would have been in March of 1995. I came home from the salon. I had worked all day long. I was pregnant with Savon, and literally I knew it was contractions because I had false labor pretty much the week before. He had sat on my sciatica nerve. I couldn't move. And so I missed a whole Saturday. I was that overworked. Yes, you're talking about that. I could not even afford to miss a Saturday. I had to, the following week, knowing that I couldn't take the whole week off, I worked. And on that Saturday, I'm like, I got to earn all the money because there's some clients that could only come on Saturday. So I was always in that FOMO, fear of missing out. 1995, fear of missing out, that I was going to miss a dollar. And so I'm there working, and I am in labor, and my clients are not even knowing that as I am shampooing their hair, I'm like, contraction. Get in the car, and I drive home. I remember my 1995 Toyota Camry, and I drive home, and I am going to my little sunroom, and I lay on the couch and I'm just rubbing my belly. And I said, let me go in and call the doctor. And he said, well, how far are your contractions? And I said, I counted, it was 5 minutes. He said, get here now. I'm like, there's nobody here. Well, call an ambulance. I was at a place in my life, I don't like no ambulance, no cops, so I don't need you coming to my house. And I literally, okay, if I drove myself home from the salon, I got back in the car and I drove myself to the hospital. I don't remember how I got there, and I just remember speaking life into Savon. I was calling Pop. I said, Pop, hold on. We almost there. We going to be there. And I remember driving over the bridge, you know, going up down Broward Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and pulled in when I went on into Broward General, and I walked in, and they're like, how did you get here? And I know it could not have been anyone but an angel driving the car and beginning. You might say, well, you believe that? I would rather believe that, because those beliefs that there was help that I could not see there with me helped me to push through in pendulum position for a week before I delivered him, March 15th, 1995, and I delivered him on March 22nd, 1995. And I was still alone as that ego, not realizing the strength. Now go back home, and he's in NICU, and I'm holding these big old breasts, this breast pump, because I have to now pump my breast and then bring milk back to the hospital back and forth by myself. But I know you've been by yourself plenty of times too, and you're thinking like there's no help. I want you to know that that's not the truth. There's always help. When you Wait on the Lord and renew your strength. There's always help. So you could continue to grow those flight feathers and decide you're not going to keep flying low or backwards. You don't see eagles keep flying on the ground. And you also don't see them flocking with everybody either. Don't believe that deal about success is a lonely road. No, it's not. When you put Christ first, it does not have to be a lonely road. You might seem like you're alone, but it does not have to be lonely. So this is why I'm sharing this, eagle, growing your flight feathers. Never mind who don't look like they with you, because they may not supposed to be. What you need to be thinking about is who is with you. Christ said he will never leave nor forsake you. If I was not that one willing that by the time now I'm that single mom and I decide I'm moving from Florida into Georgia and I don't know who else, going to Home Depot, a gentleman come around the corner and he was looking, he said, what are you looking for? I thought he worked there. He ended up being a gentleman helping to work and work some things out, fix some things in my house as I was selling when I decided I was moving back to Georgia. And guess what? When he came and worked and he saw I was there by myself as a single mom, know everything, was very respectful, whatever. He just had this calmness, this thing. And by the time he finished doing all the work to get ready, all the things that the people said needed to be fixed before they would go to closing with me, and I said, okay, we started packing up this U-Haul, and I had someone helping to pack up the U-Haul. And he saw and he noticed that a lot of things I was doing alone. And he said, well, what are you doing? He said, we're going. I said, I'm moving back to Georgia. I'm going back home to my mama. I'm moving back to Georgia. I didn't go home to my mama. I got my own home, but I wanted to be close to mom. And he said, well, let me help you. He started helping me pack the truck. And it was too full. I was just going to put a trailer on the back of the car. And he said, no, we could go and get another truck. And this gentleman, Donovan, I can't remember Donovan's last name, he drove the truck to Georgia for us, unpacked the truck, sat in our home in the car. I was like, you don't have to do that. And then after, it was like he disappeared. I would believe that that was me waiting on the Lord and somebody showed up. I call him, he was my angel. I considered that an encounter. I couldn't reach him anymore. All the numbers I had from everyone said they didn't see Donovan anymore. All I can tell you is every time you think you don't have help and you wait on the Lord, the right help shows up for you to press through and stop allowing people, places, or things to clip those wings, soaring above the storms like an eagle. Why should you do this? The Joshua generation, do you think that God will set up this time where no one has an answer or solution? Absolutely. And those who focus on the solution is where the transfer of wealth is going to happen. That's who's going to get the transfer. Those who will speak up and not be muzzled for what's right and follow their purpose, they will be rewarded. Those who lead people into hope, into health, spirit, mind, and money, they will be rewarded. What do you have, eagle, that you're holding back that can be a solution to somebody? Never mind doing it perfectly. Never mind knowing everything. I was definitely, and I still would consider, low-tech girl. When you get those big paychecks, you turn them on over and you do good. And this is why we even, like, founded the Nicola Smith Jackson nonprofit organization to impact and educate and transform communities and schools and families and programs to foster wellness, equality, financial, economic development, and entrepreneurship, because that's where the flow is going to be. And that's the reason why you got to be at the Power and Money Conference happening on this Saturday. We're about to close out registration very soon. You want to go ahead and get registered, where we have some of the best in the industries that are are definitely here that's going to be sharing with you some powerful information. As a matter of fact, the lobby is already open. The virtual lobby is already open for those who have already registered. You want to go ahead, get into the lobby, download your Power and Money resource guide for the conference. It's already available. Start chatting on how excited you are. You can even start dropping some questions of, you know, what you're wanting to come to learn. Create that excitement and everything there inside the lobby. It's already open, ready for you to start connecting. If you're not registered, go to powerandmoneyconference.com, powerandmoneyconference.com. I want you to know that we have given away scholarships to single parents, to essential workers, to millennials, because we want families to be empowered. And we know that the information, when you start learning about how to do the, how to have a profitable family meeting, talking about money, but talk about, you know, you becoming an entrepreneur and going into the industries that are really soaring right now. We have a huge, huge, huge lineup of, let me see here, I don't want to miss anything. I saw some, you know, get your financial act together. We're going to show you how to, you know, we want to hear from Griff, who is a powerful radio personality, who's saying, look, this is just not the time. We're going to talk about your first million. We're going to show you how to build a business online from scratch. We're going to be talking about the psychology and secrets of sales. You're going to need these skills. We're also going to talk about what you really know about taxes, as well as the money boss, how you can start managing your financials as well as creating better business relationships. I just need you to understand something here. This is going to be an amazing time. We're going to even show you how to nurture your health as well in the body of a mogul. We have some professionals to tell you how to beef up your immune system and the workouts that you can do to keep your body and your family healthy. We're going to also talk about the state of the church, cashing in on God's promises, as well as the journey of building an empire. And I want you to understand something. No matter how far you've fallen down, you're going to get back towards powerhouses that are coming to you for a full day of training. So you got some info in there. I want to see you at the Power and Money Conference. Go to powermoneyconference.com, get registered, and there will be some playback. I want you to hop on in and really position your family for the end of 2020 and your 2021 game plan. So I see you guys soon. I am very excited. And don't forget, Eagle, it's time to grow those flight feathers.